Some years ago, a crack commando comedy unit were given jobs above their pay grade. These men promptly were put on leave and escaped to an underground podcast stockade in an unknown location. Today, still unwanted by big media, they survive as comics of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and you can find them, you can listen to Guns Blazing.
So a buddy of mine came by the house right before the podcast, right? Mm-hmm. And he told this story about Don Rickles that I had heard a long time ago, I think on the Tonight Show or something, but I'd forgotten all about it. And it's fucking hilarious. So Don Rickles, you know, was really good friends with Frank Sinatra. Mm-hmm. And Don Rickles had a date that night, and he called Frank on the phone earlier that day, and he goes, listen, I'm bringing this girl to the club tonight. I'm really trying to impress her. I'm really crazy about this girl, but I'm really nervous. I think it would help me out a lot if you don't mind doing me a favor. And he's like, of course. What do you need? And he goes, could you just at some point come over to our table and just say, hi, Don, how you doing? Like, I think that would really impress her, and it would just really help me out right out of the gate. So he was like, yeah, absolutely, man. So the night comes, and Don Rickles is sitting at the table with this girl that he's out on a date with. And Frank Sinatra follows through. He sees him. He comes walking up to the table. And he's like, Don, how you doing? And he reaches out to shake his hand. Don Rickles turns around and goes, can't you see we're trying to eat? Go bother somebody else.
That's awesome.
This is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, man. I got that vaccine today. Vaccine number one.
Nice.
I'm almost unstoppable again.
I get it April 12th. April 12th.
Fully bookable.
Part of me feels really good about it. Part of me is a little bit afraid that they're going to shoot Martin Short and his entire family in my veins, and they're going to be driving around in a van throughout my body. But
yeah.
Other than that, I feel pretty good about it.
You know, when it comes to that, right? Like, yes, there's been plenty in me where, you know, I've gone through such, skeptical stages of my life where I question everything, and I question the government, and I question their motives. And I mean, I've done it for so long, for a while I thought all the Walmarts were going to end up being fucking concentration camp style holding places. I'm watching the videos. I'm trying to figure out where this plane went. You know what I mean?
By the way, if they turn the Walmarts into concentration camps, coolest concentration camps of all kind. You got TVs, you got furniture, you got fucking sporting goods.
I'll lay up in the camping area. Yeah, like, hey, I'm going to start off, get a TV. I'm going to swoop it up, go over, get a cart too. I'm going to get a TV cart, like the thing that'll hold the TV, a TV stand. Sorry, not a cart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then I'm going to go just hang out and camping, because they got the knives over there too, the big knives.
Yeah, they'll be like, oh, these dumbasses left all the guns. And then you take over your own concentration camp. You're like, yeah, but we're still going to stay here because we got everything we need. There's a grocery on this side.
That's funny as shit, because I never put it together. Like, I got an idea. Why don't you just leave us in a lock us up in a Walmart in Oklahoma, motherfuckers, and leave everything in it. You better leave everything in it. You got us contained. Let us live. Get the guns.
Including the Subway when you first come in. I want the Subway open at all times so I can get a hoagie.
When I was in Indy, we were looking for snow bibs and shit before we did the snow shoot. Mm-hmm. We were over in the gun section and you were just perusing. You were like, and I was so jealous. Like, man, I wish I could just buy a pistol right now, bro.
You can.
No, I'm in New Jersey, bro. They don't want.
But I mean, Indiana, you could buy a gun.
Yeah, I know.
It's easy here.
Here in New York, it's basically like trying to tell them you want to launch a satellite into space and start, intercepting signals. I mean, they're just not having it over here. For real. And I am not a paperwork guy. So you're going to catch me fucking around with permits and this is and that's and visits to these places and to that center. I'm not going to any buildings. I'm not going to get anything notarized.
Yeah.
And that's the same way it goes for, like all the conspiracy right now behind the vaccine. Right now, listen, I'm not going to discredit those folks. What do I know? I'm not on the other side.
Listen, we're to the point. Who gives a fuck?
Whatever. Like we all I don't care, man.
You want to track me? You want to put a tracker in my arm? Yeah. Track me? I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. You want to follow around the cookie crumbs and shit in my bloodstream? You go right ahead, bro. Send a report. My shit should look like Oreo cream and fucking and the black cracker on top, bro. That's what they're going to find. I mean, whatever. There's nothing I can do about it. The same people have been in control since the fucking... So whatever, let's say 1,000 years, like the leaders always passed along.
I have an idea for an app called Alibi. Mm-hmm. And it's so basically the premise is
that's a good one, bro. Right? Don't cut this.
The premise is when you decide to get into a serious relationship, like moving in with your lady or getting engaged or marrying your lady, you instantly become suspect number one, right? If she gets murdered for any reason or even a suspicious accidental death, you are suspect number one. Yeah. So this app, before you decide to move in with that person, you subscribe to the app, you sign up for it, and it tracks your whereabouts at all times, right? It tracks your whereabouts, which they already can do. The government can track you if they want to, right? So... But this is me keeping my own record and nobody else can access it but me. It's all encrypted. But when I need it, like if I walk in and my lady's just like slipped in the shower and awkwardly and broke her neck and I walk in and I see it, I'm like, oh shit, let me unlock the Alibi. I'll call the police first. And then while they're on their way, I unlock the app and I already have everything ready. I'm like, here's all the documentation that you need. I didn't do this. Because you got 50-50 shot of being convicted probably.
Of course, your lady busts her neck. That's like my joke. You know, it's like munching box in a shower, bro. You better lock her to the back of the wall so she's safe, dude. If you're in the zone and she doesn't get, what's on the left-hand side of you? A 2-foot booby trap, the wall, the bathtub wall.
It's very slippery in there.
She busts a quick nut off, but you know, Uncle Todd is hanging out with your mom. Her leg buckles, that left leg, right over, bing, bang, right. Next thing you know, she hits her head on the toilet seat. Now she's unconscious, butt naked, trying to tell the cops. It was because you eat good vagina. They're not going to book them.
You know those grippy strips that you put on stairs?
Yeah.
Like you pull the back off and it's real sticky and you put them down so it's got grippy things for old people and stuff. I immediately, as soon as my lady decided she was going to have overnight stays, I bought a bunch of those and I put them all in the bottom of the shower. I'm like, you're not falling in my house and breaking your neck because I ain't going through that court battle.
You know what? You might as well... Make her wear shower shoes too, bro, just for extra. It's like jail. There's got to be an aspect, dude. You're too far along to take an accidental hiccup at this point, right when you got to a place where Todd can just be Todd.
Oh, you need to use my shower? Okay.
All right.
Here's some water socks.
Put sign those this waiver. On. Sign this waiver also because I'm not responsible.
Yeah. I mean, it's so easy. Do I see it all the time? I mean, fucking Netflix is full of those stories. I'm not going down like that.
Yeah.
Alibi.
Maybe you could have a sensor, a floor sensor also, so that it can tell that it was only one person was in this area, this sensor area that covers the shower, the entire bathroom floor.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't fake it. Like if you're in there, then the sensors will show. You go back to the record. It's like the fucking when you get into a seat and they know there's somebody the passenger side, so it starts binging.
Yeah.
But when they're not in there, it don't bing.
It's a great idea.
Same thing with the shower. They're going to see that there was a big glitch, you know, in the meter from when she took the dive down.
I already have my bathroom outfitted with cameras. Yeah. I film everything that happens in there. Because it's the number one place that women get murdered or accidentally die suspiciously.
So you're just hooking everybody up.
Yeah. I'm like, you know what? I do records to the cloud constantly.
Yeah. Maybe go over some footage from time to time, you know, just to kind of well check, you know, triple check.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
That's just you being nice. And listen, the fact that some people are so interested in the safety of this is that they're willing to pay you $10.99 a month to have the live feed. That's just a concerned group of folks.
It's worth it. Are you ready to be suspect number one? If so, you better get some protection.
Yeah. And you know what? You want to help keep us safe? Subscribe to this and get a 24-hour feed to my bathroom and that shower included. If women shower, whatever, if it's me, you know, if you're into that type of thing, but guess what? safeties had by everybody.
Just go to Uncle Todd's shower only fans page, and
it's not a big deal.
It's, you know what?
It's innovative in the security world. If I may, I was at a bar with you right now, I'd buy you a couple of beers and a shot.
Mm-hmm. And then set up a meeting for later in the week.
I do owe you two beers also.
Oh, from the Guns Blazing Corps.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. My teams were hot.
I'll tell you what, you do have a little soreness from the shot, like any other shot, I guess, you get in your arm.
I wonder, which one did you get? Moderna or?
Yeah, okay. I got the Moderna.
That's the one I'm getting, April 12th.
Felt good while I was there. I was sitting there in my 15 minutes of fame afterwards as we sit and wait for either nothing or your life to destruct in front of everybody there at the senior center.
Mm-hmm.
And some guy turned around and goes, "What up, big homie?" I was like, "What up, homie?" And he goes, "Big fan, bro. Love your stuff." I was like, "Thanks, man. That feels good, dude." And I was like, you know, you had a small talk where he lives and stuff.
That's what happened. I took my dad to get one of his surgeries. I drove him there. He had to get the test done at the place he's getting the surgery, right? So we pulled up in the little bay under the overhang or whatever, and there was like four nurses in there, and they were just rotate going from car to car to car. And this one lady comes out, and she comes to my side of the door, and I was just pointing, like without rolling down my window, at my dad, like, "Go to the other side, it's him." And she went like this. She was like, "Roll down your window." Give me the motion. So I rolled down the window, and she was like, "I listen to 1041 every week."
That's so awesome. I didn't see that one coming, bro. Even though you had me so deep into the story, even though I just told you a story, I should have figured it was going to follow with a similar. You're just a damn good storyteller, Uncle Todd.
I was like, "Yeah, but my dad needs to get his nose swabbed." Yeah. So.
I love that shit, dude. One of the very first times I met my lady, we went to some bar in Asbury Park, dude, and it was a band playing, and we were meeting her friends there.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, and I pulled a fucking big time. I rolled in. Dude, the bartender sees me. he comes rolling through. He's like, "Nah, this guy's good. Come on, let's go. It was $20 to get in. It was like four of us at least."
Right.
"Nah, this guy and them are good. Let's go. They're good." We fucking roll in. He's like, "What's up, $20 chef? I love your shit, man." Blah, 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 blah. And he must have gave us $200 worth of drinks for like maybe $50, maybe, dude.
Really?
Yeah. And maybe even more than that. We just got hammered. I don't even know what the fuck the band was.
Nice.
It was so cool. Those are the best moments of all time.
They are. Do you remember? I mean, of course you do, but the early days of Barstool Heartland. I mean, we're talking, what was that, 3 years ago? Two and a half, 3 years ago. That's not very long ago, bro. And we couldn't go into anywhere that served alcohol without being called out by 10 people and
minimum,
doing like three shots, whatever. Now we're only talking two and a half, 3 years later. I can put on a Here We Go shirt and a fucking a Pat McAfee show or a fucking, you know, For the Brand hat and parade around and fucking do whatever I wanted to do.
For the brand flag, bro.
I will never come across anybody. I mean, it happens occasionally. One person out of the blue, like when I took my dad to the hospital.
Yeah.
It's only 2.5 years later. I'm like, where did all these people go? I didn't get plastic surgery. I look the same. Like,
hey, fucking. I wonder, like, you know, it's obvious that we were, you know, we were getting a few hundred thousand fucking listens on Heartland Radio back in the day. And we were a couple of the main dudes.
Right, right.
Motherfuckers to get a large portion of the crew to follow over, they just don't do it. They're loyal, so loyal to Pat or whoever's the leader.
Yeah,
you'd think they'd have at least a legitimate, like, be like, "Hey, I'll still kick it with these fools because they're all us." Like, and I mean, 99.9% of motherfuckers are not Pat McAfee.
Right.
You're all Todd and Sean. Why don't you come kick it with us too?
Yeah, it's incredible. And I get like,
that's how powerful the dude is.
Pat's the star. And I don't mind it. It's not like when I leave, I'm like, "I hope I get recognized today." But sometimes I think about when I'm going through the grocery store, or especially if I'm at a bar or something in Broad Ripple or whatever, I'm like, boy, 2 years ago, I had already done four shots.
Oh, I left Indy, so I don't know. But when I first got to New York, it was like, it was popping, dude. Like, dude, the streets, like, yelling across the street at me, coming to take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like that for a week, on a weekly basis. I mean, a few times a week in the streets, no matter what.
Right.
Yeah. But then, yeah, just slowly just fell right off.
When you ain't in their face all the time. And it, like, Pat and them put out so much content. Even if you wanted to listen to us, you probably just don't have time to get around to it.
Yeah, yeah.
But the rest of it is, you know, when you're not right there by the man, it's easy to get forgotten about.
You starting fucking pretty damn, you're not starting from scratch, obviously, because we have, you know, an awesome fan base and people who listen to this podcast. There's, mm-hmm. you know, it's thousands of people.
Right.
But listen, also, if I have $30,000, but I used to have $800,000, you know. But you know what? It just makes me all more thankful for the people who do listen. Hey, guys, thanks a lot. Yeah, we appreciate everybody slowly subscribing to the YouTube. We see it ticking up on a regular basis. We get a few, minimum, at least a few every day, Todd.
Which is awesome. Check us out on TikTok. We're just now, you know, one thing at a time. We told you we were going to creep in, and we would tell you when we were ready for YouTube. And we got it popping now, and now we're on TikTok, and we're gonna stay steady with the content on the TikTok. We're still figuring it out. I'm obviously gonna be fucking trailing behind Sean and our boy Jeff and Jarrett, who are steadily putting content on there. But I'm learning.
You're figuring it out, bro.
Yeah,
what I do is I follow a bunch of social media managers on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
So every time I open the app, I'm basically, it's like going to school somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I follow photography people and a lot of social media managers, and they give you all the tips. Number one, if we don't put fucking, if you don't put the, what you call it, the words that you're saying on the screen,
mm-hmm.
you might as well just fuck right off. Mm-hmm. Number two, you have to have the full screen for the most part. Like one you put up today was awesome, so it's different, but that's why I got like these apps to resize the TikTok and shit, any video resize.
Right.
Because they want the algorithm to be full of videos, so it takes up the whole screen.
Got you.
I read a ton of shit, and I follow probably 20 social media managers to just get my feed flowing with nothing but like stuff I need to learn, not dumb shit I don't need to see. I got everything else for that.
Yeah, because I'll get caught up in that, and the next thing I know, like, 3 hours went by. And I fucking watch nothing but bloopers from the TV show Friends.
You know what I think you should do? I think what I've learned from TikTok is, I mean, today I saw a fucking dude weed eating with almost a million views, right? Because
mm-hmm.
he's showing you how to do something.
Yeah.
People are learning on TikTok. Now, listen, a lot of people will right out the gate, they go, oh, it's fucking TikTok. It's only naked chicks, half naked chicks dancing and little girls. You're like, yeah, if you start liking that and watching all that, that's what you're going to get. I never get that. Yeah. I might get one random chick dancing like out of every 400 TikToks I roll by.
I don't usually see that stuff. I see a lot of the true crime people, like my friend Sarah Turnier. She's on my feed like crazy. And she's great on TikTok, by the way. She's a great follow.
You need to do gun stuff. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I don't interrupt that.
No, but yeah, she's a great follow if you're into true crime. But now it's like other comedians and shit pop up on my stuff. So you're right. TikTok probably does a better job than even the others in gearing toward like, this is what you watch. So this is what we're going to put in front of you.
And that's why like my shit is stuff about Amazon, SEO stuff, social media stuff, graphics stuff, photography stuff, DIY stuff. And I'm learning basically is that just tell people what, like we have to go look at our life.
Mm-hmm.
And what can we teach these motherfuckers that we about just it can be the most mundane shit. If Todd starts teaching people how to do walk tactically, you know, you start doing police academy shit on there.
Yeah.
You know, like that's going to hit because you don't have to say shit while you do it.
Right.
You just do it and then voice it over when you watch it. You do the voiceover.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
But you just got to do all the shit. You know, we got to do one with. We'll make another one of those bars. You know, I mean, not the bar, but I'm saying like the butcher box, right?
Oh, yeah.
People can't get enough of them.
Dude, when we're together next, especially if you're here, we should make like six of those things.
I know.
And then, well, I don't know.
Just auction them off
or some shit. Yeah.
Who wants to buy them?
Help. We should get a $20 brand, too, and brand those fuckers.
1041 also.
Yeah, and just...
Mm-hmm.
That would be sick.
But, you know, I that's only one. I saw when I today I almost shit my pants when I saw someone, you know, with fucking 2 million views on how to weed eat. But all he was doing was hold it sideways so that the thing, you get the clean edge, you know, in between the sidewalks.
Oh, by the sidewalks. Yeah. You know what? I never even thought about that. But you know what? I didn't know that until my dad taught me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's probably a lot of people out there who just bought their first house and they're like, okay, I know I had to buy a weed eater.
Yeah.
But I didn't know how I could fucking edge with it. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Just do Todd on a lawn, on your riding lawnmower, drinking a beer, bro. And just put your tripod and like lock it down and put it on the front of your,
probably
on the front of your mower. And they watch on a summer day. Like that'll look awesome if it just, you're just saying shit to them.
Yeah.
Or you know what? You could, you know, you don't have to talk. You just, cause it's so loud, you just have a headset on or something. And then you just have the writing going across.
Oh yeah.
Lawnmower's thoughts or whatever. I don't know. I'm just saying in general, you know, like right. That's what we got to start thinking. And how we utilize our oldness, our 40 plusness, you know?
Yes. Did I put the sun-kissed one up there? I mean, the moon-kissed?
On Twitter?
On TikTok. I told myself I was going to do that, and I didn't. But that, you know, just that little stupid drink that I love so much, which is just a blue moon and just enough sun-kissed to change the color. And it's fucking the most delicious product. Now, you're going to get diabetes if you keep a steady diet of it.
Yeah.
But actually not. It's not that much Sunkist. It's just enough to sweeten it up a little bit. And it's a great patio pounder, bro. If it's really hot outside and you keep an ice cold glass going with that shit, I mean.
You're getting lit.
I could drink it all day.
See, and that one, you should even redo it. So it's long ways, you know, and you just go.
I did shoot it long ways.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah, I got lucky. Ooh, TikTok. Sure. You know what? I will say, I fucking cussed TikTok forever. My Marnie was all into it. I was like, all I see is dumb shit because I'm seeing what she's watching. Now, because I've been on there and I'm looking, I only open the ones that look good to me. It's fucking funny shit.
Yeah, I see, dude. And it's seriously creative. These motherfuckers are going all out, dude.
Oh my God.
This shit is not. I see all the behind the scenes. I follow a couple of magicians. I can't wait to have a deck of cards. I got some new tricks up my sleeve. I followed a guy, a pro pool player. He's dropping tips.
Nice. I like the ones. There's a guy on there that plays his daughter, and then he's the voice behind the camera, but he's also playing his daughter. It's the greatest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
Bro.
I'll send it to you. Oh,
the kid, God, so good. The kid that opened for me in, when I was in Ohio, the last time I did a funny bone, it was Toledo or no, the other one.
Oh, Dayton? No,
the other one.
Columbus?
No, the other one.
And it's a funny bone. Oh, the one by Cincinnati?
Yeah, that one.
Mm-hmm.
My opener, the middle act, not the opener, the feature act, who was extremely funny. The kid had good energy. He was funny, well-written bits, right? Jason Banks.
Oh, you sent me one of him. Yeah.
This kid. I see celebrities overdoing his voices and his sketches on their shit.
Really?
He has 2.8 million followers on TikTok.
Good for him.
100 million likes. And he does the same. He does where he's the adult, and then he's also the kid with that face.
Yeah.
And it crushes this guy.
Yeah. You know who I'm the most happy for?
Was your fire safety course today?
Yes, it was.
Well, let's see what you learned.
Okay, I learned so much.
Great.
Of course, don't play with
Randy Evans
from my class because he's at Foursquare. You can even ask Julie. Heather won't even play if he's playing. Last time he played, she was like, is Randy Evans playing? Because if
no, matches. Check the batteries.
But I mean, that one has, it just went up 3 hours ago. It's got 400 comments, you know, 800 replies or forwards or whatever. I mean, that was in like November 2019, right before COVID hit, this shit popped.
Yeah.
And he took COVID and fucking bent it over ugly.
The reason I'm the most happy that I'm on TikTok now is because Bat Dad is back. Remember Bad Dad from Vine?
No.
He was a fucking legend. You've seen him, dude. Like, he puts on the Batman mask and, like, his little girl will be sleeping in the car in the back. And he'll like, you'll see three quarters of his face with the Batman mask. And you see the little girl asleep in her car seat behind him. And he would go, Sarah, And she would jump real high, and he'd be like, "We're at the birthday party." Just fucking, he was always scaring the shit out of his wife and little kids. And he always had the Batman mask on and doing the voice.
That's funny.
And he was killing Vine, dude. He was so huge. And then Vine went away. Bad Dad disappeared. Now he's back again on TikTok. He's like, fuck, I got a new app. And he's crushing it. They're never going to be as good as they were the original, but they're still good.
Yeah, still good. Just keep supporting that dude. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I got the, I got a nice little, I was laying in bed last night, couldn't fall asleep, woke back up. And I started to just get boiled up, Todd. I was getting, my blood was boiling because I started thinking about Jiffy Lube, man, and their upsells and how many fucking extra bullshits I've bought in over, you know, almost a 25 year period of going to those places. I mean, my lady got an argument before over it. Like, she goes to a place all the time. Like, that's where I always go.
Right.
So I went over there. I was price checking. And then I walked out and made a call over to Mavis.
Oh.
Mavis is punking him with prices. My lady didn't like that because she goes, that's where I go. And this is, that's where I go. And I go, well, listen, I just saved us $200. And I don't care if it's Jiffy Lube. I don't give a fuck. If it's You're a welcome. Dealer, the dealership's worse.
Dude, you guys need brake pads, rotors, new axles, a fucking tire. Eat a bowl of shit, Dave. We got the tire package.
Eat a bowl of shit.
This is what happened last time. Oh, he's charging $800 for everything. And I go, my man, this is a tire issue. I go, we got the tire package on my girl's son's car.
Come on. I get the tire package.
Oh. Yeah.
Idiot.
We got that. And then he was like, oh. I didn't see that. Oh, let me readjust here. Oh, yeah. You guys want everybody to buy it, but you don't keep it on file on your system like the rest of the internet, you little hoe.
You little fucking hoe. I've always been a dealership guy. I would always take my cars to the dealership. But now I'd had enough. I got fucked over here at this other place. And plus now, like during COVID, if you called, you needed something done, they'd be like, oh, yeah, we got an appointment like 7 months from now. And you're like, yeah. Can't do it.
Come on, guy.
So now I go to this little oil change place over here. Just, it's right down the road from me. I get my shit done. You stay in the car. You pull up. You never leave your car. You pull up. They get you right in. They're under there. They're at the window constantly telling you what. They have one guy who tells you what they're doing while they're doing it. Right now, Mr. McComas, they're checking your air filter to see it, you know. And then they'll bring it out, and he shows it to me in the window. He's like, do you want to keep it or you want a new one? I'm like, keep it. Ride that bitch out. Spray with a garden hose. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Wash it down. You got a water fountain here? I'll just put my finger on half of it.
I love it. And I'm done in like 15 minutes, bro. And it's like
in and out, dude.
Probably 60% of the cost.
What a world. Mm. That's nice, bro. I wish we can drop a free ad for them fools.
Yeah.
Because that's a beautiful situation. These other, I go to this other place now. They're pretty fair. And I've sat around, bro. I'll go outside in my truck and call 8 places around the area. Mm-hmm. And I'm just taking, I write the name down how much, name down how much, name down who won't tell me, but maybe come in for an estimate. How about you eat a bowl of shit in your estimate, put a little a sprinkle of estimate on that, homie.
Yeah. How about you put a little big sprinkle of shit on that? And then why don't you go around back where the garbage sits by the trash can? Why don't you open up the little gate to the fence that goes around the dumpster, go inside there, shut it, lift the lid to the dumpster, crawl inside it, and go fuck yourself.
Right in the dumpster. And you know what? We don't want you to get hurt in the way. Put a ladder up there if you're a shorter guy so you can get up into the dumpster comfortably before you shut it and go fuck yourself.
I don't want you falling, maybe scrape your chest while you're trying to climb.
Yeah.
You know, I want you to be comfortable when you get in there to go fuck yourself.
And once you get in there, it's going to be soft. There's a bunch of air filters in there that you made that are all comfortable still because they didn't need to be changed, but you upsold them, you piece of shit. So they're all still nice and soft.
Yeah. Fucko.
Guess what? You know what else? If you act now, Todd will go change your wife's oil right now. Lube and shine. Free lube and shine for the wife.
Free lube and shine for all the moms, all the wives. I mean, that's how we are right
now. Listen, if you know who you are, when you sit here and listen to this right now, you know who you are. You can't lie to yourself. Yourself knows. If you are a guy that works at Jiffy Lube and you constantly make women and older people and, you know, dudes that grew up with no dad and shit, if you constantly take them to the cleaners and make them buy extra shit when you know damn well they don't need it, get off the feed. Unsubscribe
right now. Hit
get
it
off.
Unsubscribe. It's right at the bottom of your fucking app. Hit that button right now. You're done.
You're out. You don't get this content. We don't care it's mediocre. That mediocre content's for somebody else that did, that doesn't rob old people and then people with kids, young people, and also young men with no dad.
We're about the hookup, too. We're always giving the hookup. We're about, we're going to send, if we send you to somebody, you're getting a deal. You're paying less than you do for garbage for something that's awesome. That's the only way we do business here.
Get off.
You know what? I got nothing against McDonald's. I got nothing against Wendy's. I got nothing against your Chick-fil-A addiction, whatever. But if you stop and think about when you go there, you're spending $12 to $15 just on yourself. And you're putting garbage in your body. Why would you do that? We have opened a whole new world for you by introducing you to our friends at Benefit Custom Meals.
That's what we're doing. I mean, we're talking about a legitimate, as close to homemade as you're getting, Todd. I mean, they have a commercial kitchen they have built, and now they work out of it, and they're delivering unbelievable meals. And listen, these meals are delicious, bro.
I have never in my life, and this is no bullshit, never in my life, and I have eaten a lot of meal prep from a lot of meal prep companies, and I've never in my life been able to just heat one up in the microwave, 3 minutes, open it up, stir it up, put it back in for another minute, take it out, and just eat it with not drowning it with salt and pepper or hot sauce or something to give it some goddamn flavor. This shit is like my mom made it, except my mom doesn't know how to cook healthy.
The first one I ate was the dochi, which is bold and spicy, okay? You get 4 ounces of white rice, okay? And it's in a homemade sauce with tomato, jalapeno, onion, garlic, and cilantro. You know, we're talking about 284 calories, 28 grams of protein, 32 grams of carbs. You're getting what you need, but I'm saying the flavor was what was explosive. It was, if you like spicy, if you look in the menu when you order, you look at that spice and just know if you're a spicy person, that spice is real. This was so wonderfully flavored.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you order these meals and you eat it and you honestly message me and say, Todd, I didn't like it, I will fucking give your money back, because you know what? You're just a bad person, and it's worth giving you that $100 just to know that you're going to have to go to your deathbed knowing that you're a fucking liar. It's worth it to me, but I will send it to you because this food is fucking the bomb. Anything with shrimp, their shrimp is incredible.
Moroccan me, baby. Was another one that had just a wonderful spice. The dish, it literally does explode with unique flavors. You know when something's perfectly spicy, and you start, you know, once you're done with it, you start hitting your fingers to get the last of it, because you know you got to take the shells off the shrimp, and then you got a little bit of flavor. You get 6 ounces of shrimp marinated overnight and cooked for the perfect bite every time, and it's also served with 4 ounces of rice and a side of lemon. 396 calories, Todd. Oh, Big Mac's like 7,000.
With your first purchase, when you use our code, you get 15 meals for $10. And here, right now, I just hit the tied up, right? From the menu option, boom. I'm there right now. And right underneath the quantity of meals, there's a thing that says select an option. When I hit that, right under regular, it says 15 for $100. That's what you do. I hit that, and then at checkout, I enter the promo code GUNS. That's merely to let them know, hey, this is one of Sean and Todd's listeners. We know they're worth our time. We're hoping that we're worth their time.
When you go to the website, go in knowing you're picking out 15 meals.
Right.
At the bottom of each meal, you're going to hit select one, and you're going to go to 15 for 100.
Every
time. And that way, now when you get to the cart, you add in the promo code GUNS, and then boom, you got 15 meals for $100 on the dot.
All the snacks, too, are just out of this world.
They're throwing in snacks for our promo code right now.
I can't even handle it. BenefitCustomMeals.com. So listen, I go for a comedy club weekend to Lexington, Kentucky, a comedy off Broadway, and I'm laying in bed watching Rocky, you know, during the day, just get my mind right for the shows that night. And then Rocky ends, Rocky II's getting ready to come on, and I turn, cross my body, because my Coke is sitting on the nightstand on the left side of me. I cross my body to go grab it with my right. Something rips in my side, right along my rib cage, and I can't fucking move. When I reach for that Coke at the beginning of Rocky II, while I was laying flat in the hotel bed.
Yeah, probably with chest full of crumbs.
I had Belvita bar crumbs all over my chest. So it can happen to the best of us under the right circumstances. And I want people to know, after I think I tore the cartilage in my rib cage reaching for the Coke at the beginning of Rocky II. I was flat in my hotel bed. I did do the shows that night. So,
yeah,
I went on and did two shows.
The show must go on, Todd.
It's got to go on.
No matter how athletic you are, no matter how hard you twist and bend and twerk, your dexterity of your 50-year-old beat up ex-cop body. Yeah, show must go on.
Show must take a lick
and you keep looking. I mean, look at fucking Bruce Willis, man.
Oh,
you're like Bruce Willis with better hair. You know what I mean?
I am so much like Bruce Willis. I feel like Bruce Willis and I were separated at birth.
Yeah. You know, to be honest, from what I understand, in your early 20s, you spent 6 months just walking around on glass barefoot to get ready to be a real fucking Bruce Willis level thug.
Had to. But then my mom has really shaky hands. So every time she carried something through the house in the hallway, broken glass.
And guess what? You were ready.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta do tactical videos, dude. That's what it's gotta be that.
I want, you know what? We should really get surely a private person can buy them. I have to ask one of my buddies that's a firearms instructor, but those semi-munition guns, right? Because it's a regular gun. It's just they've replaced the barrel. It's not a real barrel. It's not rifled and everything like that, but it's made for those like real hard waxy type bullets.
Uh-huh.
And they're fucking awesome because it's the most realistic thing that you can train with next to having a, you know, live rounds and a gun. And we could do some crazy like tactical shit. If we just had two of those, I mean, with war games or whatever, all you got to do is put on like three layers of clothes because it hurts like a fucker if it hits your skin. But, and then some goggles and shit. That'd be awesome. Something over your ears.
I went balls deep in on a Facebook marketplace run last night. And I was tweeting it. I got some new goggles coming in, some new glasses.
Uh huh.
I ordered them. And nice. You guys are going to really be impressed when I show you these things. They're only $20. That's a steal. My orders. Getting weird feedback from the phone.
Are you getting, are they like tactical glasses?
Look, friend.
Safety glasses, tactical glasses, Navy SEAL glasses?
No, these could be anything.
Nice. Okay. Those are just cool looking Trinity glasses.
Yeah. You can see it from the side, what it looks like.
Yeah. Nice.
And I posted it and people were like, yep, those are pretty sweet. So I said, all right, let's go ahead and fuck around and get those.
You know,
they're already tagging other people to get them. I'm like, I'll just get them before. So at least I'll be the first dude that showed up with them before anybody else decides to do them.
With those simunition rounds, one time we were doing scenarios and it was at the Top Gun Undercover Drug School. And I was playing, you know, like one of the bad guys and one of the drug dealers in this house. And what their training is for this scenario is things go bad. I walk in and let the other guys know that I know that dude. He's a cop. I saw him at a trial of one of my friends in court. And then shit goes bad, right? And he gives the abort signal or the rescue signal. He says the magic word. Mm-hmm. And then the rescue team's got to come in and pull him out. So then you end up in a gun battle with the ammunition rounds and stuff. So I...
Wait. You have masks and shit on?
Yeah, we have like protective eyewear. We got shit to cover our ears and, like three layers of clothes. Now you still can catch a round like in the cheek or something like that. So you gotta be careful, but the rule is you don't shoot close up. Right.
Yeah.
So I am rounding going into another room and I'm rounding a corner in the doorway and there was a dude waiting there and he panics and he unloads like a whole magazine from literally like 8 inches away into my knuckles. Like the first like seven shots went straight into my knuckles. And I was like, motherfucker. And my hands swelled up like they were broken. They had big knots on them and shit. It was the most painful thing next to getting tased that I've ever felt in my life.
Like, really? It wasn't as bad as tasing?
Probably because it was just focused on my knuckles. Yeah, taser, dude, it's a full head to toe body cramp that holds for five seconds. That shit is the worst.
That's why I'm always envious. If you get away from the taser, if a couple of cops blast you and you still make it away and pull those things out, let them go, Murph. He earned it.
Listen, you know? My dude, Mitch.
Good job, buddy.
We were chasing this dude one time. He was in a stolen 18-wheeler, right? But we were after him because he was a fugitive. Yeah. So we end up finding him parked in the stolen 18-wheeler in this little bitty town. And we start, like, he spots our car as a police car. And he, all of a sudden, when we go to pull over behind him, he bails. And he starts running through town. So we
in the truck.
No, just on foot. Bells out of the 18-wheeler, and he's just running through the streets of this little town. And we're chasing after him. Mitch, way more in shape than me. He run marathons and shit. So he is just – he's on this dude. I'm on him too, but then I start fading back a little bit. I'm like, oh, Uncle Todd's getting tired. And this guy's young and dumb, so he's fast. Well, Mitch is on him, and I'm close enough I can hear Mitch, even though they keep rounding corners and shit. And I hear Mitch go, don't go in there. Don't go in there. Stop, stop. If you don't stop, I'm going to tase you. Don't stop, I'm going to tase you. Stop or I'll tase you. And then all of a sudden, the sound stops, right? But I hear like you dropped a pork chop on the sidewalk. And when I round the corner, there's just blood everywhere. The dude, like, so what happened was the guy was going to turn and run into this dry cleaner. And he was supposed to be armed and all this stuff. So Mitch's like, I can't let him get in there with those people.
Hostages and shit.
He hits a taser at a full sprint. The two prongs stick in the back of his skull. So he takes a full dose straight to the fucking brain housing group. And at a full sprint, his body just locked up. And when he fell, he hit his head. Now, it was just a superficial head injury. But when your skin splits,
your head bleeds,
it bleeds a lot. And I was like, when I round the corner, I was like, oh my God, this guy's dead. And when the guy came to after the charge was done, he was like, you do have to tase me.
Like, you stole an 18-wheeler, bro. That's a monster crime. You ran and you got 5 warnings.
Mitch, we couldn't, like, the prongs couldn't get him out. So he had to disconnect them from his taser. Electrodes, they went with him to the trip to the hospital in the ambulance. The doctor had to, with pliers, get them out of his skull.
That's why you always run with the hoodie on, bro. I probably should run right through the hoodie, but still.
I don't think so.
I want to break down of like an up close, you know, like a microscopic situation of how the taser works when it catches your skin. Like, what does it do? What happens?
Here's what happens. So there's two electrodes, right, that are connected to a wire to the gun that's delivering the charge. So you're supposed to hold it and cant it a little bit, like not a 45 degree angle, but like halfway, whatever.
22
yeah,
and a half.
And when you do that, the idea is when you're at the perfect distance away, one electrode is going to hit you, like, say, up at your shoulder, and the other is going to hit you down toward your belt line. So now the current travels from electrode to electrode throughout your body. Okay. So that covers, like, the charge is going to go through your entire upper torso, and it's going to lock your whole body down in that full body cramp. When they hit too close, like it did in the back of that guy's head, if that would have done that, like it landed in a guy's arm, it might not take him down because the electrodes aren't spread enough apart. Not enough of the meat is getting the charge.
Full shocking.
Yeah. So it's just letting electricity pass through your body between this electrode and that electrode, and that's what happens. All right. And it's safe, whatever it is. I don't remember. I'm not an electrician, but it's, I think, volts kill you, not amps, or vice versa. It's the safe one. Like, it won't kill you. But it'll shock the piss out of you.
I wonder if there's any street level dealers, you know, average criminals who are out in the streets putting on the work, you know, for the ground dudes on the organization. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they've smartened up and they've got, like, they've lined their clothes with anything, or they've gotten certain clothes that they found that you can't, the taser can't penetrate type shit.
Definitely. Because, like, if you have like a, say you got a hoodie on and then like a bomber jacket or something outside that, it ain't getting through that.
Yeah.
And that's what happens a lot when you see cops get their ass kicked after charge and it doesn't affect the person. It just didn't get through the clothing. So if only one sticks, it don't do anything. Both got to stick. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good to know. I never knew all that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, there was a dude in Childersburg, Alabama, that his name's Bill Cosper. This dude got hit by lightning, lived on his front porch, got hit a second time. This is a true story. Died. And then when they buried him in the cemetery, his headstone got hit by lightning and
this powerful destroyed
it, crumbled it. And then the family fixed it, replaced it with a new headstone. The headstone got hit a second time and crumbled. And they just let four total times, twice when he was alive walking around on the planet, got hit by lightning, and then twice when he was in the grave. Like, what the fuck did that guy do to piss off God?
That's wild. I mean, if that's, let's just say there's no such thing as divine intervention, and this guy isn't like somehow connected, and that all works together with whatever the unofficial shit. We have no clue how it operates in the universe.
Yeah,
that's just. I mean, if that's just either the most blind luck of all time,
or you
had something going on, bro.
You did some fucked up shit at one point. Or you had been held accountable for.
He went to the afterlife where he took his rightful place as some sort of powerful dude, and then just to fuck with people down there, he blasted his own shit twice.
Who's the god of lightning? Zeus is the god of lightning, right?
Or Jim, your boy Jim.
Or Jim.
Yeah. Jim from fucking Southern Indiana. The big homie Jim, bro. Ernie Electrolytes. Maybe he drank too much electrolytes.
It could be. I mean,
a full-on charge. Pop!
Fucking, I think there's people, though, that lightning follows around, because you hear stories about people getting hit multiple times, and I've never been hit. It's got to have something to do with get out of the fucking, you know, get out of the rain something too. But still.
I'm kind of quick, though. I see lightning come at me. I sidestep, homie. You know what I mean? I'm like, nice try, brother. You know? But that is a wild situation. What if you drank so much electrolytes that when you had an orgasm, it made a pop noise? Like when something touches the wires, like when a bird rolls onto the wrong wire that goes, you know, the pole electrical wires.
Yes.
That big old loud pop noise, or like when somebody's working on them, like in Thailand, and he falls off and he.
It's devastating.
That'd be awesome.
That sound.
That's kind of like the confetti that you send in a text message when it's someone's birthday.
What if when that would be awesome? If when you got hit by lightning, confetti just burst everywhere. Like you're like, and it was just confetti everywhere.
And then a bag of money just dropped at your feet. Oh. You're like, it's like a little lottery situation that people get without having to actually play it. You're alive. You're playing it. I don't need to go to 7-Eleven and buy a coupon to get fucking. If I get struck by lightning, I get paid off. By the way, they got plenty of money for fucking COVID Trump bills. And every time someone wins a lottery, the government wins the lottery. So fuck off. You'll win the lottery every day, everywhere.
Every Wednesday, every Saturday, you hit the lottery.
Why do we have potholes? Mm-hmm. Why do we quadruple the city budget? You got the money.
Why win
the lottery every day.
Why do we have homeless people? Why is there just not little freaking FEMA trailers sitting around everywhere for them to live in?
You know? Give them a Walmart.
Open up these fucking Walmarts.
Let's go, bro. Dabu224 or whatever said so on YouTube.
That's what I would have done with all the Marsh grocery stores. Like, if you're in the far south or whatever and you don't have Marsh, I'm sorry, but just picture your local big chain store. We had two, Kroger and Marsh. All the Marsh just closed. Oof. And everywhere you
Kroger
drive,
really just Kroger pushed them out of town, from what I understand. It was
bullied them
right out of town. And you know what, and I'll tell you this, Todd, when we lived together, there was a Marsh across the street from us.
It was beautiful.
It was a beautiful, nice new Marsh. And I remember right before Marsh shut down, that one just randomly happened to get a big, fat new sign of all its big-ass letters. Might have been $1 million sign, Todd. Mm-hmm. What the fuck's that all about? There's something up. They're trying to get rid of some cash. They need to do something. They need to probably more of a write-off. They knew they were closing, and they still put that fucking sign up.
Probably. But why are we not using those everywhere around here? If you go through any town of any significant size, there's an empty Marsh building. Why are the homeless people not allowed to stay in there?
Because it'll become, if you don't put people in there to work in there, then it's almost a jail, because you have a lot of people that are a little bit extra crazy. They don't have their medication. They're, you know, they could be a little bit mentally off. Mm-hmm. They're not all just regular Joes that didn't make it. So definitely downtown LA, there's motherfuckers rolling around sucking on your thumb and shit, jacking off while they walk down Broadway. They're in white suits because they just got out of jail, and the jail just drops them off downtown. Like, have a good time here on Wall Street.
We'll put in some ping pong tables then.
Okay, good point, dude. Yeah. Fucking some football fields. Make it like a high school, dude.
But no, you are right. A lot of them are mental health.
Then we have to have a full ass fucking squad of their living. That's why you just got to give everybody their own little shipping container, dude. Let them fly.
That's a great idea. Great idea.
It's just a weird. It's just when you have freedom. Like, what does Russia do with? Like, what they could do whatever they want because they're communists. China, well, they probably don't even. They probably just kill everybody. I mean, can you imagine living in a country where if you have another girl, another boy, they just kill them off? How does it work? Which is it, the boy or the girl? They just kill the first or second, the second one.
Girl, you only because they need the boys. You can't have more than one girl. If you have a second girl, see you later.
Dude, they just kill your child. Jared from heaven.
You can't have more than one kid, so they kill the girls so they can have a guy to keep the family name.
That's what it was. Yeah, so if your only one kid was a girl when it came out of the vagina, sorry about you. Huh. I got to have a boy to carry on the family name.
But how the fuck do they recreate then? How can they keep on recreating? How is it possible? Is it just going to end up, I mean, at this rate, it comes to a dead stop, right? When you just kill off all the women, it's just a bunch of dudes jacking off, fucking.
Well, they're
doing
working,
whatever they're doing in China.
They're working on clones. I'm sure they'll probably just have breeding clones.
There has to be a certain amount of women allowed. I mean, they can't just be killing all the women off. So you're saying only if a woman's first born, that's it?
Yeah, but I think they're okay with it. Like, some families are like, that's okay, I'll just have a daughter. But if you're a family, like, where you need a son to carry on the family name or whatever, then...
then you kill out the daughter.
Or you're, I don't know, shipping them off in human trafficking or something. I don't know what they're doing with them. But do they... they probably, in the old days, they would just... like, have the kid, right? You didn't know the age and you didn't know the sex until you had the baby. So they would have the baby and then they would just, they would have auctions and you could go there and just buy a baby.
Okay.
I don't know if that's accurate. I made that up.
Hey, listen, it doesn't seem too unreasonable there. They do shit real fucked up. They're right now, they're just fucking with that random island with the Philippines right now. They're trying to start an international goddamn World War III out there off of some islands that they both claim are theirs. China is such a childish fucking place. They do a lot of amazing shit there. They do a lot of absolutely fucking inhumane shit there. They fuck people over.
They're mean to their people.
But they're also so petty with the little islands and shit. Like, nah, fuck you, Philippines. Mm-hmm. Do we already have 60 billion, quadrillion, million square miles of land and most of it's empty? Yeah, but we want that 3 square miles of island too.
I want to be friends with China. I want us to be friends with China. I think
that would be nice if we were like the government would just send us out just to come kick it.
Yeah.
Let us just get buck wild.
Just make peace over there. Like, I fucking love their food, first of all. I could live there. I mean, I could live on Chinese food every day.
I'm a General Tso guy forever. Egg rolls fried till I die, homie.
Shit. I could live there, dude. And then all the electronics are fucking, you know, I'll get them before they even ship them over here. Like the first look at the new iPhone, by the way. Just got a new iPhone today, the 12 Pro.
Uncle Todd making moves.
The 12 Pro Max.
Whoa.
I wasn't a bigger phone guy, but you know what? They say that the low light camera is 87% better in just the Pro version. So,
yeah.
Had to. So what you got? You got the Pro Max?
I got the 11 something Pro Max, I think. Oh. I got the 11, bro. The 12 came out right after. I said, you pigs.
Listen, it's probably only going to take me 2 or 3 months to figure out how to use it. So by then, the 13 Pro will be out, and I'll be outdated. But right now, I'm upgrading. And I didn't trade my phone in. I'm keeping it as an extra camera for us.
Yeah, great idea.
Booyah, what?
You know what? Listen, that's just what Todd's doing. He's trying to catch up with the times, guys. This ain't easy. Okay.
I'm trying. I got, you know what? Did you know that the iPhone, dude, you probably didn't know this. If you go on your iPhone, like right now on your homepage, so go to your homepage right now. And whatever, it doesn't matter. But on your home screen, if you go up, probably it's right under the time on the top left, there is an app called Calculator.
You
can open that app and listen,
Yeah.
You know how usually you would just write out like 12 times 43 and you would put a line under it and you would do the math on paper like that?
Yeah, dude, with a little X there next to it.
Yeah. On this app, bro, I can just type in. It's got numbers on a keypad. And I can type in. Probably. If it's, yeah, oh, yours is newer than mine. So you can type right now, like I'm typing in 12 times 43.
I'm doing, and then there, the times is the X, right?
Yeah, the X one. And then.
And then what do you do after you hit 43?
There's two lines that are run horizontally. I think
the big orange? Under,
yeah, yeah. Go to the orange buttons.
Oh, shit.
The bottom one. That's
516. It popped up the answer.
It does it for you, bro. You don't even have to write these math equations out.
How do I go to the, how do I restart it?
I haven't figured that out yet.
Well, let's see.
I just restart my phone.
We got the plus of the slash and the minus, the little zero over the line with another zero, the dot line dot X. One line.
I keep hitting zero thinking that'll do it, but it just keeps making the number bigger exponentially. Yeah. Equals, so just reset your phone.
I got it.
What is it?
AC or the clear C.
The air conditioned button?
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, I thought that was for the house.
The AC, it goes away when you type, so it'll just say C.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah, dude. So now it's totally changed my life, dude. I was like, it was kind of embarrassing because,
yeah, yeah.
You know, when I have to figure out a tip or something, I'm like, hey, can I get an extra napkin so I could do the math? Fucking now I just do it on my phone. And the girl thinks I'm texting. You know what I mean? She doesn't even know that I'm.
Holy balls, bro. I just fucked around and turned the phone sideways on accident. When the calculator app was open.
Yeah.
All kinds of other shit. I don't even know where this begins.
There's other buttons.
The cosh, the tan, the cause, the sin, the two with the check mark that goes like flat line with an X over it.
Logarithms.
An excited X.
This is algebra.
There's a rad down there at the bottom left. It says rad.
Holy fuck.
I hit it and it says rad. It says rad then.
Damn it.
This is so neat. You have to figure that out.
This is cool. Yeah, man. So it's worth the investment, you know, just for that alone.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Todd, it's been a good run there.
Yeah, hopefully we help people out. If you didn't know that, obviously probably a lot of you didn't know that about your iPhone, but just go to the top left-hand corner of your home screen and try that app out. So
that's what you call a little tech tip from the big homie, Todd McComas. You know what I mean? Yes, old Uncle Todd with the tips.
Yes, sir. Brother. We killed it again. I'm glad you're feeling better, everybody. Yep.
Yeah,
we're a little late to get this out. Sean was sick as a fuck yesterday. So
well, I was just under the weather. Nice.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like I said, I didn't have like my throat don't hurt. Nothing hurts.
We wanted to make sure you got plenty of sleep and just rested. So you're ready.
But the body was a little bit in pain.
Yep. All right. Well, all right, buddy. Brother, I'm glad you're bouncing back. I love you. I love all you guys that listen. Get you some Benefit Custom Meals and check out TikTok.
We're on Guns Blazing Pod.